Yeah, those are at post office, man. That's a scam. They charge an obscene amount of money. They don't offer you any filtering. They won't let you send packages to them. Last time I checked, I think they were up to 120 here in Carleton. That's when I canceled mine.
Yeah, unfortunately, the club has to have a mailing address for the FCC, and we've got to have something that's not going to go to one person's address. So the club maintains a post office box, but yeah, it's an obscene amount for what you get. It's a small box, and like we said, the only thing that Tom gets as the treasurer, he goes there once a month, downtown Saginaw, Washington there, and he said it's usually advertisements, except for around March, April, May, when he gets dues in. He gets that, he gets the information from the insurance company for the club's insurance, and a few other things, but most of the things that we get there are junk mail. But we're required to have a mailing address for FCC regulation information, so we still have that expense. There is really no way around it, no other type of general post office box or mailing address type thing that we can get really any cheaper. So that and the insurance, we have to carry insurance for the club, maintenance on the club trailer, antennas and repeaters and all of those things. So, plus this year we're going to be doing an anniversary. It'll be the club's 70th anniversary, so we will be getting started planning for that.